Queensland LNP Senator Barnaby Joyce has heaped scorn on a proposal floated by the Queensland state government to scrap compulsory voting. The idea of introducing voluntary voting for state elections is contained in a new electoral reform discussion paper released by Queensland's LNP government. But the leader of the National Party in the Senate, Barnaby Joyce, doesn't support the proposal, saying it would lead to Australian politicians becoming less honest and more prone to self-censorship. He says the move would be out of keeping with Australian culture and would give oxygen to extreme political groups. He's speaking to Nance Haxton.
Well, I have to look through the eyes of my own job as a senator. I think compulsory voting in Australia is important. I mean, let's have a reality bill here. If voting wasn't compulsory, a lot of people just wouldn't bother voting. They at times can only get half the people in America to vote. Now, in Australia, I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up with 30 or 40% of the people turning up to vote, and I don't know whether that would be a good outcome. The next thing is you'd have a rise of the capacity of parties on the far right. All of a sudden, you know, we'd have White Australia policy and things like that coming back into the fore, and on the far left, we'll have a carbon tax on breathing, and we'll have people saying that, you know, that basically all development is evil. Both these sides would proliferate because people who are motivated in that way are motivated enough to turn up, but the vast majority in the middle would be worried about getting their kids to the cricket or doing the shopping or have other things to do around the yard, and they probably wouldn't turn up to vote.
Is there a point, though, that if Australia is to become a mature democracy, it may be something that the country should consider?
Well, what I like about the Australian democracy is that when you vote, you have to make sure you don't startle the troops. If you startle the troops, you will not get voted in. In America, you have to startle them quite a bit to get them out to vote. You have to change your message around completely. It has to be a message that works more to the fringes because you're more motivated about getting people out of bed to vote rather than knowing that they have to vote because it's compulsory, so don't say anything too perverse. Now, I don't particularly want to change away from that system, but I'd have to acknowledge that if we do change away from that system, it's more likely the Conservative side that will be the benefactor of it, as well as the Greens.
Would it be potentially confusing as well if Queensland went out on its own in this way?
Well, look, this is a discussion paper, and as a discussion paper, people are entitled to their views and to express them. Well, you know, I think a mature debate is something that's always warranted, and I look forward to people having it. I see Mr. Swan and others hyperventilating over it, and I don't think they should. I mean, I don't think they should be scared of a debate. I think Mr. Swan should be scared of the debt that he's built up and trying to work out how he pays it back.
The Queensland LNP Senator Barnaby Joyce.